can't walk, or gym, obesity, and sudden debilitating back pain. The great pain comes from electrolyte imbalance and dehydration. It will come when the weather becomes warmer or you work out faster. Or maybe your diet might have been bad for a long time and things simply just caught up with you. Many people stay in bed because of how ridiculously painful moving is. But that may mean you are going to be hurt for days. I have a vague memory of being down for over a week. I remember crawling on the floor many years ago. The obvious thing to do is to see a doctor. But if you can't afford that, you may need another way out. If you got here because of the gym did not hurt you. Your body needed more nutrients. If you get hurt because you are large, then it is time to begin exercising. Eat healthier and walk. Walk a lot. Human beings are walking machines. It's the healthiest thing you can do. I can't tell you what to do because we all have different needs and you really need to see a doctor. But I can tell you what I do when my back hurts. First, don't panic and don't change your plans. Move your body as symmetrically as possible. Distribute your weight evenly so that you don't freeze any more muscles. And sit up on your bed. Curse your job. Stress. Overeating. Liars, wars, regrets. And begin slowly moving in your misery. Now make your way to a chair and celebrate, expanding your motion more and more. You will need to warm up your muscle. That means eventually getting to a hot shower. And once you feel a little bit better, start slowly dancing, moving as many muscles as you can. It's gonna sting, but that's okay. Keep at it for up to 2 hours, moving so much that you sweat and scare your cats. You will feel the muscle relax. And it will let you go. You will need to get to the store to get vegetable juice and bananas. You will need to order a professionally made oral rehydration solution, one that matches the World Health Organization formula, the WHO. This will raise your blood pressure, so you got to go slow. It is about half a spoon of salt and 6 or 8 spoons of sugar. And sugar can give you headaches. Take it easy. Vegetable juice may have been on the shelf for a long time, and even if it wasn't, it may still upset your stomach. There's a lot of salt in there. That is not something you need when you are already dehydrated. The point is not to mix your own solution and eat seemingly ordinary things, bananas, vegetables. Keep drinking water, but not too much, as that gets rid of salts just like sweating. Don't make weird or abrupt changes. Act natural, but be sure that electrolytes are part of your daily diet. Read about them. Go on the internet and see what the joggers are saying about staying hydrated. See what the ultramarathon runners are saying. Try to find a balance between the two. If you go slow, Not only will your muscles let go, but the sharp little danger aches will also fade away. Fight. Fight not to stay in bed, as that may cause other problems. Our bodies need to move and flex, and you have to prevent this from happening again.